In Washington, D.C. on Saturday, an estimated 200,000 protesters filled Pennsylvania Avenue and the surrounding streets as part of the No Kings demonstration. Participants carried signs with messages such as "Evil wins when good people do nothing," "Stop kidnapping people," and "Clean up on aisle 47." The crowd included people of all ages and backgrounds, many wearing costumes. Early in the afternoon, co-founder of Free DC, Kea Chatterjee, took the stage to underscore the importance of dissent in the nation's capital.
Our right to protest is important everywhere, really it is, but there is nowhere that it is more important than here, in the capital of the country. We know what authoritarian rulers do. Authoritarians, they try to prevent dissent in the Capitol. They want to control capitals. They have tried to control capitals through the history of time and space, because controlling a capital is a way to control a nation and a way to prevent the transfer of power.
Chatterjee's words set the tone for the day as the crowd surged forward along Pennsylvania Avenue, chanting and waving signs in a mix of solemnity and celebration. Among those taking part were retired Navy officer Sean Skelly, who highlighted the human cost of recent policies on transgender service members.
I was proud to recently serve alongside thousands of transgender service members who have served with honor, skill, and courage. They have protected us while their own Commander-in-Chief and Secretary of Defense have vilified them and denied their right to exist. Anyone who serves in uniform deserves so much better than what this tainted chain of command has to offer.
Later, Leo Greenberg, co-founder of political advocacy organization Indivisible, took the stage to speak about fear, courage, and standing up to authoritarian pressure.
What we are doing here today is as American as apple pie. We are standing up for our rights. We are standing up for our neighbors. We are here because we understand. We are here because we understand that when a tyrant threatens your right to free speech, you call his bluff and you stand up. In every action and every day, we defy the regime.
Looking on toward Freedom Plaza, Nene Taylor, director of a local community defense hub, reminded attendees of the deep history and struggles of the district itself.
The people of D.C. have been teaching, protecting, and fighting for this city long before most of you stopped paying attention. We have been living and breathing the consequences of racist policies, displacement, and over-policing since post-Civil War. We have been demanding and calling for D.C. to become a state. We need D.C. statehood now!
Finally, Senator Bernie Sanders addressed the crowd, bringing a historical perspective to the protest and framing it as a continuation of the country's fight for democracy.
Millions of Americans are coming out today not because they hate America. We're here because we love America. We're here because we're going to do everything we can to honor the sacrifices of millions of men and women who, over the last 250 years, fought and sometimes died to defend our democracy and our freedoms.
The event in D.C. remained peaceful throughout the day. Police reported no protest-related arrests, and security personnel were visible along the march route and on nearby rooftops. Organizers said they had trained thousands of volunteers in de-escalation to prevent conflicts with counter-protesters. Nationwide, demonstrations also filled Times Square in New York, Grant Park in Chicago, and city centers in Los Angeles, Boston, and Atlanta. Smaller rallies were reported in conservative suburbs, rural towns, and even outside U.S. embassies abroad. As the protest in Washington concluded by late afternoon, volunteers collected discarded signs and banners, and police reopened surrounding streets. Organizers said the turnout far exceeded expectations and that plans are already underway for additional demonstrations later this year. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.